It's called the Buffett rule because billionaire investor Warren Buffett last year criticized the current tax code as unfair, noting that his secretary pays a higher effective tax rate than he does. Baldwin says her new Paying a Fair Share Act is designed to change that.
Not only would this bill ensure that the highest earning Americans pay at least a 30% effective tax rate, but it would also reduce the deficit by tens of billions of dollars per year over the next decade.
The deficit reductions would likely come from increased taxes paid for by the estimated 8,000 people in the country who earn $10 million a year or more. The bill would not change the current tax exemptions on most capital gains and dividends. But skeptics like Todd Berry of the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance says that's exactly where most of the very rich get more than half their income.
If you're increasing their taxes because they have a high income and half their income is dividends and capital gains, then I don't know how you can say you're not changing the rate in reality on capital gains and income.
But Baldwin says this is a tax reform that will appeal to a broad majority of people who believe the rich get to play the tax game by their own set of rules. Rules, she says, they created with the help of high-paid lobbyists.
This restores fundamental sense of fairness, and frankly, it's just common sense.
Baldwin did not name any Republicans who've expressed support for the bill, but says she believes it has a good chance of making it to the floor for a vote. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.